Hello, this is Duncan Newcomer. Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Here's the Lincoln quote for you. When I see a man preach, I like to see him fighting bees. Ever see anyone fighting bees? Waving their arms, jumping up and down, shouting. An emotional preacher was someone Lincoln could see as a boy, just like he might see from time to time a man caught in a swarm of bees. Now, Lincoln's parents, Tom and Nancy, were serious about their Free Baptist church going. They left one church and helped start another because they believed the gospel included a rejection of slavery. Tom Lincoln built the pulpit of their new church, and Abe was like the sextant. We know this because of a little signed note found in the crevice of some logs with his tally of the candles he was tending to. There are two main things to remember about Lincoln and preachers. One, as a boy, he made fun of them. Two, as a man, he sought them out. Both the fun-making and the seeking out tell us true things about Abraham Lincoln and his spiritual life. First, the way he made fun of them was this. After church, he would gather his young friends around, stand on a tree stump, and re-preach the sermon with, of course, comic exaggerations. This was no small sign of his free spirit, his individuality, his independence, really, and a sign of his verbal brilliance, as he would remember and imitate the preacher pretty perfectly. But if imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, he was also really getting inside the message of the minister. And while he really rejected emotional conversion Christianity, remember, he never was baptized or joined as a professing member. He also learned the power of religious words, holy words. And so, secondarily, when two of his sons died as boys, Lincoln sought out different Presbyterian preachers for serious guidance and help, pastoral care for his broken heart, and also theological conversation about the ways of God through suffering and death. Lincoln read his Illinois minister's 600-page book. In Washington, he was very drawn to the preaching and the presence of the man who became his minister, Phineas Dinsmore Gurley. It is interesting to think about those first preachers Lincoln heard as a boy. They were, in fact, very free-thinking. They were traveling preachers. They were not governed by strict denominational authority. They could preach from their own conscience. And they had long hours of quiet contemplation with nature as they went from town to town. More like Johnny Appleseed, himself a gospel preacher, or John James Audubon, a neighbor of Lincoln's. And they were more educated than most people the boy Lincoln could meet. Lincoln, at the end of his life and the end of his oratorical magnificence, in his second inaugural address, sounds very much like a preacher, exhorting Americans to see our national guilt for slavery and imploring Americans to be merciful. His was not a bully pulpit, more a holy pulpit. Abraham Lincoln was a spiritual man, and his spirit continues to teach and to preach, even down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.